Nurses face any number of ethical issues at the bedside. Is there a difference between nursing and medical ethics? And how should nurses best address that difference? Hi, welcome to the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. practicalbioethics.org. Our guests today are a couple of individuals from the University of Kansas Medical Center and Hospital. Nelda Godfrey is Associate Dean for Undergraduate Programs at the School of Nursing, and Noreen Thompson is a Clinical Nurse Specialist at the University of Kansas Hospital. Ladies, just for fun, I went to Wikipedia for a definition of nurse ethics. It read in part, "Nursing ethics is a branch of applied ethics that concerns itself with activities in the field of nursing. It can be distinguished by its emphasis on relationships, human dignity, and collaborative care." Nelda Godfrey, would you agree with that definition?
I certainly would. I think that one of the advantages of the definition is the focus on relationships, because nursing being an applied science or a performance degree, if you will, means that there is certainly an active part of what we do. Our field, we don't spend a lot of time thinking about meta-ethics. We think more about applied ethics or clinical ethics. And actually, if you trail into the world of meta-ethics very much, the nurse's eyes glaze over because they're clinical people and they wish to talk about the practice of nursing and the issues that surround it. So certainly the relationship part of that is important.
Well, whenever you talk to Noreen, I hope your eyes don't glaze over.
They don't glaze over, that's right.
But would you agree with that definition as well?
I would agree with it. I personally think that nursing, as we have developed as a profession, we really have a wonderful place in talking about clinical ethics because of the day-to-day, 24-hour actual care of the patient. And that's the special piece that nurses bring to the table when we're talking about the patient. And I see medical and nursing ethics as focused on the patient. That's the center. That's the focus. What is in the best interest of the patient? So nursing, their experience of that patient is not just going on rounds and seeing the patient briefly, but they see the pain when a patient is turned. They see the patient who's having respiratory difficulty, and they see the suffering. And because of that, they have a special place at the table when talking about clinical ethics.
With that 24/7 kind of nature and approach to it, does that tend to, I don't know, cause conflicts or disagreements with professionals who by their nature kind of parachute in and then leave in a situation with patient care?
That's our most common ethical consult from the nursing staff, and I think that's true in all hospitals. And it's what we try to do, I think the ethics committee tries to do, is work to bridge the gap in communication, because both medicine and nursing are trying to do what's right for the patient. But sometimes the physicians are looking at, as you said, cure, and the nurses are so immersed in the care of the patient, and they really have moral distress about the pain and the suffering, or sometimes the sense of futility to continue with aggressive care when palliative care is really needed. And so, but we don't want to be on two sides. We want to try to bridge, because both disciplines have unique perspectives, and they're both hopefully focused on the patient. That's always where we go back to.
Well, now I'm going to follow up on something with you, Nelda, on what Noreen said. It made me think about how the individual on the street would put medicine and nursing somewhat in the same category. They should both be working for the same goals in regards of treating the patient, if not curing or caring. Do you find that to be the case, that maybe patients and families maybe feel themselves caught in the middle?
Well, I think it's not unusual for patients and families to feel themselves caught in the middle, because there is such a cultural rift between medical people and non-medical people. I've often thought, as we've talked about cultural competence, the elephant in the room that we don't talk about is how different it is if you have a context for what's happening physiologically versus, and language-wise, versus the person who has no background at all. I mean, what a sense of bereftness families must feel if they have no one that can interpret that for them. And I don't think in a busy medical center that we always think to interpret that for the patients and the families. So is there a rift between medicine and nursing? I think there can be, simply because the place is different. 24 hours is different than coming in. I do think that there is an added dimension to what the nurse has, in addition to what Noreen said. The nurse has a relationship in terms of responsiveness, and then a responsibility in terms of being able to communicate what he or she is seeing. And that is a skill challenge for nurses. It's one thing to provide the care and be caring, but we also are obligated to find the very best way to communicate with the other partners in the healthcare team in order to get the kind of care that the patients and family need.
Noreen, you've been nodding your head at this.
I very much agree with that. And that is sometimes really difficult, because there is a sense of a different level of power in between the physician, who's always been having more power in the world of hospitals, and the nurses feeling like they don't have as much of a voice. But I think that's changing. And I think ethics committees help to mentor and coach staff nurses to express and to communicate what they're seeing and what they're experiencing. And I also think, on the other side, I think physicians, I've been in nursing for 30-some years, I think that the physicians also are more able to hear it. And
there's a little bit of a cultural change that's happening.
There's a shift.
Or a shift.
For the betterment of the culture, I think so.
Now, you two are about ready to walk into a conference room here at the center to make a presentation before participants. I hate to call them students, because they're, you know, very much into their professional careers, but it's part of the certificate program here at the Center for Practical Bioethics, and they're here for a week-long practicum. Nelda, what is the one thing that you're really trying to get across? What do you hope to get across to this group?
Probably what we as nurses have to offer to the larger bioethics conversation is what it means to have the privilege to be that close to people as they are suffering, and that would be people and that would be families and patients. And so I think it is a real responsibility for us to communicate what that means, to peel away some of the emotionalism so that other people can touch it. And help flesh out those ideas so that we're, again, communicating well enough what it is that one experiences being that close to a patient. Because I can't speak for other healthcare professionals, but certainly if we would have a room full of nurses, they could tell you patient after patient after patient, first name, probably first and last name, of patients that made such a difference for them in how they've thought about many things, but today, bioethics, no question. I've certainly learned much more from the patients I've cared for than from conferences. So perhaps the utility of an applied focus would be something I'd like to convey.
Noreen?
I would say the power of the patient's story, to really listen, and to, no matter where they're doing their work, no matter where they are involved with patients and families, you have so much power if you really listen well to the stories of the patients and the families, and really can then communicate to the physicians or to whoever else is caring for that patient what they're actually experiencing. Because I think that's a powerful way of communicating. And again, I think Nelda was so correct in saying trying to get less emotional and staying in kind of a place of this is what their world is, this is what they're experiencing, and we need to pay attention to what they want and their rights to have what they want.
Even under the best of circumstances, we're dealing with an environment that's changing. Every hospital is a little bit different. KU is both a teaching institution and a medical institution, and so that creates its own set of challenges. What about Is it getting harder, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at. Is it getting harder with how things are changing to do nursing ethics right? And I'll start with you, Nelda.
I do think it is getting harder simply to be in healthcare because the level of complexity has risen dramatically. And, you know, we can sort of say the words that, well, the people that were at a hospital like ours 15 years ago wouldn't be there because they wouldn't have survived. But if you listen to the stories of what happens in a 24-hour period in a major medical center anywhere, and you realize how tenuously these patients are positioned in terms of their health, then you add in all of the ethical issues that go with a variety of family members interfacing the whole situation, and that prognoses change. You know, we sort of, in medicine, we keep going along until it seems like we can't go anymore. And then all of a sudden, it seems like our whole voice changes. And I always thought that families must be quite confused because they don't understand that trajectory.
I think our younger generation of nurses are more, and this is really a testimony to our faculty, to the faculty around the country, I think they're more self-directed and they're more confident. And I think they call more often for ethics consults, nursing consults, when they feel moral distress. I've been on the committee for almost 20 years, and definitely nurses are calling more for support now than they did before. So I think in terms of their awareness that they have a voice, I think that's improving, even though the complexity of the patients we're taking care of is, as Nelda said, becoming more challenging.
So are we looking to that next generation of nurses to be able to build that bridge between nursing and medical ethics? Would it be fair to say that?
I would say that.
And I think it's happening. I think it is happening.
Well, Nelda Godfrey is Associate Dean for Undergraduate Programs at the School of Nursing, and Noreen Thompson is a Clinical Nurse Specialist at the University of Kansas Hospital. I think I got that right, right?
You did.
It gets so confusing.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, and good luck.
It was a pleasure.
I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the BioEthics Channel.